throws the middle. It is caught at midfield. Stepping up against pressure, Josh tucks and goes to the 15, right to the 20. Fake the handoff, pulls back, throw just for count to Bennett for the score.
You know, the interesting thing about your career, that carrot keeps being dangled. And now, at the age of 34, to make your 34th NFL start in Lambeau against that 5-2 football team, wow.
I'm just very thankful, you know, to have this opportunity to go through the things that I've gone through, like you said, and to still be sitting here with the opportunity to go play, you know, start an NFL game. And right now, a very meaningful NFL game. It is exciting. You know, obviously don't like it under these circumstances ever, but, you know, my job on this team is to be the backup quarterback, and when that starter goes down, to be able to serve my team by playing effectively. So that's the way I look at it.
There it is. That is a ridiculous ball. Good job.
Mark Trestman's had the Midas touch with 30-something quarterbacks, and I'm not talking like 31, 32. You are 34, but age is a number to him only.
Yes.
That's clear because he respects the value of experience.
He definitely has a good feel for that, and I think just reminded of that with Rich Gannon when he visited this spring, with Anthony Calvillo when he came down from Canada this spring, and you know, Anthony was still doing it. I mean,
at 41,
you know, and so you see these guys, and you know, okay, something about the way everything's presented and put together for them gets them excited about playing the game. And so I think that's a mark of a very good football coach when you can continue to create it, an environment that a guy that's seen it for a while is excited about it and wants to do it again.
Has he ever shared with you that he sees a lot of Rich Gannon?
You know, the closest I get to Rich is that I wore number 12 in Oakland as well. That's about it. But I'll take that any day because I certainly have a high respect for the way he played. I mean, that was my first years in the league when he was hitting that stretch. It's a guy who, you know, took the lumps in his career and went through a lot of things and got with the right people and you know, he flourished.
What do you do best, in your opinion? And what is it that you cannot try to do?
For me, just the whole operation, just the tempo, the way we play, controlling the line of scrimmage, and just trying to get the ball out of my hand, play fast. That's my strength. That's when I feel the most comfortable. I think what I don't need to try to do is be Jay Cutler because, you know, God made JJ and he made me and we're different. And that's a good thing.
Already it's been asked several times since the injury to Jay, are you going to change the offense for Josh McCown? And if I'm not mistaken, you certainly don't want that to happen. You didn't want it to happen in Washington.
No, not at all. I mean, there's 10 of the guys, you know, playing that have been playing a certain way. And so I don't want to disrupt their flow. Like I said, for me, it'll just be the way that I like. Maybe the tempo in and out of huddles a little faster. Little things like that help me get in the flow of a game and are to my strengths.
What did you think about during the bye week?
When you're playing the Green Bay Packers on Monday night, it's hard not to think about those guys a little bit. So you understand that if you can keep, you know, especially in this game, if you can keep their number 12 off the field, that's a good thing.
Well, I wonder what they're saying about this number 12. Any guesses?
He's old. He's old and, you know, he's hanging on. And who knows, man? Who knows? Hopefully they're just think I'm just some old guy that can't do it anymore. Maybe I can sneak up on them. But I know that we'll get their best shot, no doubt.